Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Bet will list more averot that somebody receives malkut for. Mishnah says, "Hatameh she'achal et hakodesh." If somebody was tameh, they were impure, and they ate from kodesh, from a korban. Ve'haba el hamikdash tameh. Or if somebody walks into the Bet Hamikdash while they're impure, ve'ha'ochel chelev. Somebody who eats forbidden fats of an animal, ve'dam, or they eat animal blood. Venotar, a leftover korban. A korban has to be eaten by a certain time. If somebody eats it past that time, they are also given malkut. Upigul, if somebody has a korban that while it was being prepared had either the wrong kavanah, the wrong thoughts with it, or the performance of it, the services weren't done correctly, then it disqualified, it's not allowed to be eaten. And let's say somebody ate that korban ve'tameh, or a korban that was tameh, that's also disqualified. Hashohet ve'hama'ale bahut, or if somebody slaughters a korban or offers it on a mizbeach that's outside of the Beit HaMikdash, if someone eats any of those mentioned forbidden items, or they bring a shechita in the wrong spot, like we just mentioned, all of those averot warrant malkut. Veha'ochel hametz ba'pesach, somebody who eats hametz on Pesach, veha'ochel veha'oseh melacha b'yom kippurim, or if a person eats or does work on Yom Kippur, veha'mefatem et ha'shemen, somebody who creates a replica of the shemen hamishha made by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain oil that he would anoint in the Mishkan and all the kelim in the Mishkan, and it was later on used for many generations, also to appoint a melech and a kohen gadol. There's a prohibition to make a replica of this type of oil. Ve'hamifatem et haketoret, somebody who creates a replica also of ketoret that was used in the Beit HaMikdash, the ketoret spices that were burned every day on the Mizbeach HaZahav in the Beit HaMikdash. A person's not allowed to make this blend of spices unless he's using it for the Beit HaMikdash. V'hasach b'shemin ha-mishhav, somebody rubs the special oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made onto their own skin. V'ha'ochel nevelot, if somebody eats nevelot, animals that died without being slaughtered properly, utrefot, a terefa is an animal that had an injury within it that made it not kosher, wouldn't have lived out the year. Shekatzim urmasim, different types of insects and rodents. All of these averot, if a person does them, if he eats these items, he receives malkut. Produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to be eaten until terumot or en me'asrot are separated from it. Achal tevel, if a person ate tevel, that's produce that terumot u me'asrot were not separated from, he also receives malkut. U'ma'aser rishon shelo nitela terumato, ma'aser rishon, whose terumat ma'aser was not taken. Ma'aser rishon is the portion that's given over to a Levi. A Levi then has to go separate the Tirumat Ma'aser and give it to a Kohen on what he receives. So if a Levi receives produce that was Ma'aser Rishon and he didn't separate out the Tirumat Ma'aser, he's not allowed to eat it. So if a person ate that, U'ma'aser Sheni ve'hekdesh shelo nivdu, or Ma'aser Sheni that became Tameh, and Ma'aser Sheni is produce they have to really bring to Eretz Israel and eat over there, or you could redeem it and eat it outside of Eretz Israel. So here, let's say a person did not redeem it, or Hekdesh. Hekdesh is an item that was sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash. You could also, at that point, redeem it and just send the money. So let's say somebody didn't do that and they ate the item in question, also he would receive Malkut. We mentioned that a person, if he eats Tevel, is given Malkut. We'll have a Mahloket about what's the minimum amount of Tevel that a person must eat in order to be liable for Malkut. Kama yochal mina Tevel v'yeyeh hayav? How much Tevel does a person have to eat in order to receive Malkut? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu. According to Rabbi Shimon, any amount whatsoever, no matter how small, would warrant being given Malkut. V'hachamim Omrim Kazayit. But the Hachamim disagree, and they say the person is only given Malkut if they eat at least a Kazayit, an olive's worth of the Tevel. Now we'll have the rationale behind their opinions. Amar Lehem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon told the rabbis, Enatem odim li be'ochel nemala kolshehu shu hayav. Rabbi Shimon, who's of the opinion that any amount whatsoever of tevel makes a person liable for malkut, he says, rabbis, don't you agree with me that if somebody eats an ant that is any size, even less than a kazayit, that they would receive malkut. So the rationale should be the same here as well. When somebody eats tevel, why would the amount that they eat make any difference? Any amount should be a problem. Amrulo, the rabbis told back to him that it's true that a person is given malkut for eating an ant that's smaller than a kazayit, but the reason for that is mipeneshihi kebidiyata. The ant was created in that size, so it has halachic significance, even if it's less than a kazayit, because that's how it was created. But tevel, there's no halachic significance to how it was created, unless it's the size of a kazayit. Amar lahen, Rabbi Shimon said back to the Hachamim, afhita ahat kebidiyata, said Rabbi Shimon, but even one kernel of wheat was created that way. So therefore, a person should receive malkut for even eating one kernel of wheat that was tevel. Doesn't matter how small it is, that's how it was created, according to their rationale. Rabbi Shimon, of course, holds that any amount is considered to be a problem if it's eaten tevel. It doesn't have to be kibidiyata, it doesn't have to be the way it was created. So he's only trying to tell the rabbis, according to you, you're telling me about this theory, rabbis, about kibidiyata, and that's why an ant, even if it's less than a kazayit, the person will receive malkut. So you should also be modeh, you should also agree in other cases of how items were created if they're less than a kazayit. So he's only trying to go onto their turf and argue their point and say, you guys should at least concede this point. But Rabbi Shimon would not say that it has to be created a certain way. Any tevil whatsoever would be an issue according to him, and they would receive malkut.